of women have died on these streets. So if my people can come up here right now, we're gonna sing the AIM song. Bring your drum. Frank Paul was someone who lived down here. And we all know the story of Frank Paul. Right now, there's still a decision to be made as to whether or not the two prosecutors should be called to testify. So right now we're gonna sing the AIM song in the spirit of Frank Paul and all of our people that have died on these streets. Subsidized housing. I don't know what I would do. And a lot of our people is about working poor right now. A lot of our men that can't work because of age and they have trouble getting disability. I have friends that are suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, and they're aged and they can't get on disability. I don't understand that. So a lot of our people are living with families, living with sons, with children. You know, it's not an easy life, and I don't think it's fair that all the programs that help our people, help the poor, are being shut down.
Shame!
The war against the poor must be stopped, and stereotypes of people living in poverty are only perpetrated by these sweeps that are happening right now. The price to live is higher, and the welfare and pension rates are low, but the price of living in poverty in Canada is higher. So I say that no to 2010. I say that we must do something more constructive for the people that are living in poverty. And as a co-salesperson, I say shame.
Shame!
Shame! I see a lot of beautiful people here, a lot of strong people, a lot of warriors for the people. And a lot of people that are living down here are here walking with us. And more power to you, and we send our prayers out to all of you. Thank you, Gosnia.
Okay, thank you for the instruction. Now, I'm here to get an answer from every elected representative of this country to remind them they're elected to represent us, the people. And I want to know particularly from the newly elected city council, are you going to put an end to what seems to me to be a police state here? I am tired of seeing the police have license to taser people that they think are guilty.
Shame!
That they can beat up and rob people and not even get charged for it.
Shame!
And it's also a hate crime because they have said we don't like brown-skinned people. And there's another hate crime that's going on, especially in the downtown east side. Hatred of people living in poverty. And it has to stop. We are tired of being treated the way we are. And it is obviously, I mean, let's name it what it is. It's obviously a plot against the poor to target people living in poverty, many of them homeless, by giving them jaywalking tickets. They can't even afford a meal most of the time. How are they going to pay $5? I want to stop to it now. We are not moving. We are not moving from the downtown east side. It used to be called a deplorable place that the poor could afford. Well, we want it back. We want it back from the rich who think the poor should not be allowed to live here. Thank you very much. This is the neighborhood of the poor, by the poor, by the poor. The police state, and we don't want the police let off the hook for their crimes against all of us.
Shame
on you!
Shame!
Okay.
Shame on you!
just want to say hello to my people here. Again, back because I work down here. I've been a frontline worker at Crown's 25 years.
Anyone know
there was an incident. A young woman here and I went out to do frontline work at about 1:30 in the morning. Right on Ender and Adam. And Arlene Sinclair and I were out doing frontline work where we noticed that like, there was two paddy wagons and there was four police cars. There was two police cars that were parked on the sidewalk. We noticed when we come around the corner that this young homeless man by the name of Mikey was being beaten at the end of a squad car. When we came around that corner, we asked what was going on, and they asked us to leave us right away, and we said no, and we are concerned citizens here. The one police officer pushed me away. My cell phone dropped. I kicked my phone over to my sister Arlene here. She was grabbed. She was thrown into an alcove, handcuffed. I was handcuffed too, and we were thrown into the paddy wagon. Now this is like about injustice here, about what happened to this young man. Meanwhile, you got a drug-infested area, you know, of these drug dealers who these police officers let go. They don't target them. They target like the mule packers. They target like the ones that are sleeping inside at these alcoves and that. They had us inside at that paddy wagon for 15 minutes until a police woman officer came there and said to me, "We can make this very easy for you if you would comply with us." And I said, "So what you're asking me to do is lie and say that we didn't see anything." We witnessed like, the brutality of that. And because we refused to go along with them, and they locked us back in their head for another 15 minutes.
Which they said
that they were gonna lock me up for a week, spend 7 days in here because I was a concerned citizen. I should not be there. This is part of what we do. There's a few of us here, who are from the Walk for Justice. Like, we did walk across Canada. We walked 3,932 kilometers. Missing women, especially of the downtown east side here where there is over 69 women. We, at the end of this month to the beginning of next month, the chiefs are standing with us nationally. We will be doing a public inquiry for our loved ones from the Highway of Tears, also from the downtown east side. We are going to be coming out in droves. We are not going to let them get away with this. They need to be place that we walk through across Canada, we met family members who are so scared to come forward because their loved one has been missing either in the 40s, 50s. This is an ongoing genocide that should not be happening to this day. And women are still going missing on these very streets that we walk on. We walk these streets every night to ensure that the safety of our brothers and our sisters and that they are looked after, that this is unnecessary. I live down here. I am proud to be from the downtown east side. I've been back because I come from Skid Row. You know what? I grew up on these streets since I was 9 years old. I'm going to be 52 this year. And I am loud and proud of what I do down here. To fight for you people, and you're my people. It doesn't matter your nationality, because violence does not see any color in that. And the second thing that we're going to announce here, at the end of May, we are leaving from the downtown east side to walk to Terrace, BC, to arrive on National Aboriginal Day on June the 21st for the Murdered and Missing Women's Symposium. We are going after three levels of government for crimes against humanity. This is shameful. This is should not be happening like in my lifetime or your lifetime. And to our brothers and sisters, our Palestinian brothers and sisters, again, we stand in solidarity with you. So permission from the three levels or from the police that to do what we do. We are on unceded territories throughout Canada, and we will walk, and we are going to take this road over again. I was reminded from Harriet Nahaney that we need to stand together. We need to put aside our differences. We have a crisis, that is ongoing. We need to stand together in unity. Let your bygones be bygones. Your organizations need to just knock it off and stand up with the grassroots people. If it wasn't for you grassroots people, a lot of these organizations would not be getting their big monies in that. Remind them of that.
I've been part of the Power of the Women group for a couple of years, and it's a really great group because it deals with things like this, what's happening today.
Don't be nervous.
Freedom. And I've been here for 30 years, and I've seen all the changes that's been happening down here, and all the violence that the police have rough up people down here, and it's not right.
Yes,
Auntie.
Yeah!
Okay, we have Brody here, and then afterwards, Poppy.
Good afternoon. I just want to commend you on your efforts and police violence. I too am appalled by the way the police are acting on the poor here on the east side of Vancouver. I see it every day with them taunting people and trying to make them feel less of a person. But you're not less of a person. You're greater than they are because you're not using violence. And I just want to say that, just keep coming out and keep encouraging your friends to come out because there are strength in numbers. And justice will prevail. I've been advised by the Portland Hotel Society that they're collecting tickets and they'll have lawyers to represent you, and that's a really good step forward. Thank you. I've been advised by the Portland Hotel Society that they're taking tickets that the Vancouver police have been issuing out, and they'll have lawyers represent you.
And I do a lot of walking around down here, and I walk up and down the alleys and see a lot of violence from cops towards people. And in these hotels, a lot of the elevators don't work, and there's a lot of elders who cannot get around, and they have to walk up 10 flights of stairs. And they're so pathetic. And I have to help them carry their stuff up and down the stairs now. And I'm not by myself, and it's not easy being down here. But there has to be a change in those things. They're talking about the two tents coming in. They should do something about the homes down here. Never mind the 2010.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Gladys Braddock. I'm at Walk for Justice. And I just wanted to let people know here that when we were on that walk, we also faced a lot of police brutality right across the nation. We started out at Mile Zero in Victoria, and I have pictures at home proving that the police officers were trying to kick us off the street for walking down the street.
Shame!
They tried to arrest. Of course, they went after Bernie first. She's standing there with her regalia, and the police officer targeted her and told her that she was blocking the street. And I looked around, and it was a group like this, exactly like we have here right now, and we were standing basically on the sidewalk for the most part. And Bernie was standing on the street, and they were going to arrest her for walking down the street.
Shame!
The true story behind that is that it was the police that were blocking the street. They had six cop cars there and two paddy wagons, blocking the street so no traffic could go through. And yet they were trying to say we were blocking traffic.
Shame!
And we were walking the
street.
Talk about another incident of police brutality and denial was when we were in Edmonton. Our pilot car got hit by a fellow from Virginia, and out of that came out of the mouths of the people who hit us, hit the pilot car driver. They started raising hell with us and calling us dirty Indians, and it was really awful. And they tried, and the police didn't do anything about it.
Shame.
And nothing was ever mentioned. But you think about all these women that we were walking for. We collected 2,932 names of missing and murdered women across this country. And how do we know that the police are not responsible for some of them?
Right.
We can't prove it.
I believe they are.
Yeah. We were walking on dangerous territory because we were rocking the boat for a lot of people out there. And we were faced with a lot of dangers. We were stalked. We were stalked by people. We took off on one good house, Niagara Falls. Yeah. Nobody knew that we were even going there, and yet the police harassed us when we got there.
Shame!
They simply harassed us because we were carrying the Mohawk flag.
Shame!
You guys,
you be ashamed of yourselves.
But I just wanted to say that, you know, for these women and their families, for each one woman that goes down, there's hundreds of people behind that woman.
Woo!
And what we want for them is justice. What do we want?